There's new research linking red meat consumption to an increased risk of type 2 diabetes. NPR's Allison Aubrey reports that participants in the study who consume the most meat, meaning more than one serving per day, were at higher risk.
Researchers tracked the eating habits of more than 200,000 people enrolled in long-term health studies for up to 36 years. They found people who consumed a lot of red meat, more than a serving per day, had a significantly higher risk of developing type 2 diabetes. Here's study author Dr. Walter Willett of the Harvard T.H. Chan School of Public Health.
When we looked at the women and men who consumed the most red meat, we found about a 50% increase in risk of type 2 diabetes.
The increased risk was higher with processed meats such as hot dogs, bacon, and sausage. Now, it's well known that excess body weight is a key driver of type 2 diabetes risk. And this study does find that people who consumed the most red meat also had higher BMIs and consumed more calories. But Dr. Willett says excess weight explains only about half of the increased risk of developing diabetes.
There's probably multiple pathways leading from red meat to risk of type 2 diabetes.
People tend to know about the risk between saturated fat in red meat and heart disease risks. And Dr. Willett says the type of fats people consume may influence diabetes risk too. There's also some evidence that heme iron in red meat may damage cells, or that metabolites known as TMAO can lead to inflammation. Dr. Suzanne De La Monte of Brown University says preservatives added to meat could be problematic too.
The meats, whether you're preserving it or you're trying to cure it, get the nitrites and nitrates. Then when they are heated and when they're eaten, they get converted to the nitrosamines.
And nitrosamines could be problematic. Now, in the U.S., only about 4% of adults identify as vegetarian, so it's not realistic to think that people will give up red meat completely. So Dr. Tara Shrout Allen, a physician at UC San Diego, spends a lot of time talking to her patients about the benefits of reducing things like steak and hamburger, not cutting them out entirely.
I have patients who come in who have, you know, steak at least once a day, and then they're also having like a ham sandwich every day. And so I start where my patient's at. I certainly encourage them to cut down from where they are at baseline.
Dr. Willett says his own recommendation is to really limit red meat to about one serving per week. Allison Aubrey, NPR News.